Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth on the Dollcast. Coming to you from the upstairs of my house. Yeah, on slidehogstudios.org. How you doing? I am doing all right. Got off to a shabby start today. I wake up and I look at my clock, you know, my telephone, look at it, and it was 1 p.m. And I went, whoa, what the hell? Now, I knew my wife was taking Gavin, our two-month-old, in for some inoculations. She had the day off. And I was like, whoa, it's 1 o'clock. And I got up and went out there and said, I can't believe it's 1 o'clock. She said, oh, I figured you needed the rest since you're still asleep. sorry about this. My voice is scratchy tonight for some reason. But, yeah, so I was like, oh my god, I'm going to get nothing done today. So after doing a few things, I hopped on the computer to mess around with some programming. Didn't get a whole lot done, but I'll get to that in a little bit. I happened to click on over today to NESworld.com, run by a guy named Martin. I apologize if he hears this, but I cannot remember his last name right now. Martin, though, NESworld.com. I clicked on over there and noticed that over the weekend, they had a feature of Snail Maze game. They posted that it was released. So I want to thank Martin for that. It was very, very cool. I also noticed use of the word legendary in description of Slydog Studios, and you are too kind, overly kind, but thank you. So I went ahead and looked around there a little more on their front page news, and noticed there was, you know, they had a couple of different games that were they featured that were released. And one of them was one I hadn't heard of. It was called Dryer. Not like washer and dryer. It was spelled D-R-I-A-R. Maybe Dryar. I don't know. Dryer is what I'm saying. And it was made by these guys. They're from Europe. David Erickson and Stefan Adolfsson. Or Stefan Adolfsson or something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But it's a pretty solid release. Basically, there's 38 screens, and you control this little dude, and you have to pick up all the stars. The stars are background tiles, and when your character goes over that background tile, then it disappears and turns into a regular background tile, and it's counted as you grabbed one of the stars. And you have to collect all the stars in each round to get through that round, each round. And all the enemies seem to do generally the same thing. I played up to, like, I think level 20 and had lost all my lives. But all the enemies seem to do the same kind of things. You know, they move back and forth or float up and down. But they change the way the enemies look. And they have some pretty cool graphics. I like a lot of the artwork. Oh, something I noticed on the title screen also. I liked the little touch. First thing I noticed when I booted it up, you know, it says Dryer in big letters. And there's these nice little, I don't know how you describe them, like highlights on the letters. On the top left of each letter makes it look a little bit shiny or something. And that, I thought that was a nice touch. But the game has pretty cool graphics. I think they did a really good job with this. I noticed in the readme that there are a couple of names that I recognize that beta tested it. One of them was The Fox, and we have a link to The Fox's site over in our right bar down there if you want to check that out. And Shiru, who's another developer who's been making games with the programming in C instead of 6502, and that's pretty interesting, something I can't do. But he makes some pretty cool games, most recently of which is that Zooming Secretary, which I thought was really, really well done. But that game, Dryer, I thought that was really cool. It was not anything that people would consider spectacular, but I thought it was pretty fun. And I played it twice, you know, so it's pretty cool. I like it. All right, let's see. Today, what did I get done in dev? Well, one of the problems I started facing, I thought I was going to have to restructure how the game is put together, how the whole program is. I had talked about how I had to switch the pattern tables in between, you know, pressing start for whichever, or pressing the A button for whichever man, my throat is tearing me up. When you press the button, depending on which game it is, it will select whichever pattern table you need to use. And in between doing that, like say if you select click, it needs to use the other pattern table, but it doesn't have the image of click over there on the right-hand side of the title screen. So I had to make it to where that cleared off, and you can't see that. And I hadn't messed with this code, you know, since 2010 is what it says on the screen. So I had to figure out how I was going to clear that, and I finally figured out a way, which took some time though, because I had to look all over the code and figure out, okay, what was I doing here, what was I doing there. You know, I also had some test code in there that I still got to remove some of this stuff, but right now it's there and it's fine. But anyway, I got that to work, so now whenever you select a game, that clears off and the background tiles will not mess up anymore. And that also gives me room to, you know, make way for a palette, initial palette if I need to, etc., etc. So I got that taken care of. And I finished defining the sprites for click. I'm probably going to have some extra sprites that I'm going to throw in. I might have it to where while you're playing one player click, that maybe it'll flash in the bottom corner side there, you know, P2 push start or something like that. So if a second player wants to just jump in, they could do that. We'll see. But I'm thinking about doing that. But I have it now where all the sprites will pop on. So it's coming along a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm also thinking I might do this kind of the same thing with pegs. Because I had talked about, you know, having the whole screen be the pegboard like on the original pegs that I made, if you're playing one player, and with two player have the two smaller ones. Well, I might just go ahead and make it to where it's the two smaller ones even with one player, and then have something flashing at the bottom for the second player, push start to jump in, something like that. That's not really that great of a two-player game, trying to race and see who can finish first or do the best, but it's something. It's a little different from the original. So, and that's really... Oh, on click, I also have it where if you actually selected one player instead of two players, then the second player click won't appear on screen. So I have that, and that's, you know, so all this is little small stuff, but given that I woke up at 1 p.m. I feel like I at least got some decent stuff done. Okay, well, let's see, before I move on to something that I have questions about of collectors, I want to talk about NintendoAge.com. Speaking of collecting, if you collect games, if you are a gamer, or you just want to hang out with other people of like mind, and you like to, you know, trade games, maybe buy them, sell them, you can do this at NintendoAge.com. You can join there for free. Membership is absolutely free. You can manage collections of your own design with their custom-made collection tool, which is composed of Nintendo and Sega systems. All of them. Make any kind of collection you want. It's totally up to you how to utilize it. So, go to NintendoAge.com where the admins are awesome and don't be a douche. Okay, here's something I've been wondering about. And I've been wondering about this for a long time. And, you know, people are always free to do what they want to do and something that pleases them, of course. But something that's really has always made me go, what? Are variants. You know, these people who collect variants. Like I said, people do what they want to do, that's fine. But I don't get it. If you have, I don't know what games come in what ways. But, you know, there's some that have 5 screws in the back of it, and some that have 3 screws in the back of the cart. And I don't understand exactly what the fascination is of wanting one of each. You know, it's not like a comic book with a misprint or something. You know, like, oh, well, I want to get this early misprint just to have. Or it's kind of weird to me. The only real variant that I could see wanting would be something like the Metroid with the newer label that they made, which, you know, it's an awesome label. You know, it has Samus kneeling down, holding her arm up, and that classic Samus pose. And I could see that, like, oh, I want that variant. But see, for me, at the same time, I guess this is because I'm not so much of a collector, but I would be like, well, I have this, I don't need this other one. As a matter of fact, I would be happy with an English translated ROM. There was probably some English or Japanese in it. English translated ROM of the original Metroid that was released on over there. I think it was on the Famicom Disk System. I would be happy with that label on there. And then, hell, I could save game, you know, instead of writing down a password. And I wouldn't even need the other two then. So the variance thing, just so weird. I think there's even like variants like of slight different colors. Like, I think Journey to Silius, like one has like a darker orange and one has it's yellow lettering or something crazy like that. And oh, I just don't understand it. That's really all there is to it. But yeah, if anybody has any thoughts on variants and collecting variants and all this stuff, say something. I don't know. I can't. It just blows my mind. But this is going to be a short dog cast tonight. My voice is scratchy. You hear me keep clearing my throat. I apologize for that. But, you know, these things happen. If you haven't done so already, it would be awesome if you could whitelist SlyDogStudios.org in your ad blocker on whatever web browser you use so we can get some ad impressions. I would really appreciate it. That'd be great. And besides that, I think I'm going to get out of here. Just go ahead and wrap it up, and I'll talk to you people tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, who do you tell? Let Kevin know.